And let's open our Bibles, please, to the book of John, the fifth chapter. John chapter 5. In your Scofield Bible, page 1121. And beginning with verse 22, we'll read responsively through verse 27. Verses 22 through 27. The text verse is the 26th verse. And may we please stand, all of us standing, for the reading of the Word of God. For the Father judgeth no man, but hath committed all judgment unto the Son, that all men should honor the Son, even as they honor the Father. He that honoreth not the Son, honoreth not the Father which hath sent him. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word, and believeth on him that sent me, hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. For as the Father hath life in himself, so hath he given to the Son to have life in himself, and hath given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man. And may we pray. And Lord, thou hast given us this good day. What a wonderful privilege and joy it is for many of us to be here. There are some who cannot be here. We pray for the meeting of every need of this great church family. But thank you that there are those who are here, some who've come from afar, and those of us who make this our church home. We pray that thou wouldst meet with us truly in a very special and wonderful way. Bless with power this service, our preacher, and the listening to and hearing of thy word. In Jesus' name, amen.
This morning, I'm going to bring something I rarely ever do. I'm going to bring a Memorial Day message. A person is not much who does not respect the aged and the departed. Those who neglect care for the aged and the memory of the departed are lacking in character, woefully lacking in character. As I bring to you this morning a Memorial Day message, I'll guarantee you that I'm going to give you in this message some of the best advice you've ever had in your life. I promise you this. Before we walk out of this place in 3 or 4 hours, I'll promise you this. Before we leave this place this morning, somewhere in this message, I'm going to give you, I'll say this, one of the half dozen best pieces of advice you'll ever have in your life. And I'm going to leave you this morning with a blessed, blessed truth. Our scripture a while ago, from the Gospel of John, chapter 5, you need not turn to it, but I want to read just one verse. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. For as the Father hath life in himself, so hath he given to the Son to have life in himself. Father, bless our message this morning. Please give me the hearing of the people and the attention of the people. As we think of this great blessed truth, and as we remember those who once were with us, who now are with thee. Amen. The life that Christ gives is not a new creation. Did you get that statement? The life that Christ gives is not a new creation. It is the imparting to us the life that already is in Him. Did you hear me? The life that Christ gives to us is not a new creation. It is an imparting to us of the life that already is in Christ. That's what it means when it says Christ liveth in me. There is no, and you scientists know this, you students know this, there is no such thing as a creation of force. All force has always existed. It may be used in a different manner, but there is no such thing as the creation of force. Hence, there is only one goodness in all the world, and that goodness is handed down from one to another. Here is a good man, and the next generation gets that goodness from that good man, and the following generation gets its goodness from that good man. There's only one goodness. There's only one force. There's only one creation. Consequently, there are no new truths. Somebody said, Brother Hodge, you taught a new truth today. Oh, no. No, there are no new truths. Simply the old that finds its way into one more dark corner. Skill passes from teacher to teacher, teacher to student. Courage is handed down from the strong to the weak. Enthusiasm is transmitted from life to life. Holiness is not a new creation, but your holiness is a part of that holiness which was from eternity. Now, I want to grab each one of you this morning and say, listen carefully. There's no new holiness. There is no new force. There is no new life. There is no new skill. No new courage. No new enthusiasm. All of these things have always existed and are handed down from one generation to another. Did you know that the love that I have for you this morning is a portion of the love that always has been? Did you hear what I said? The love that I have for you this morning has always existed. And it is only a portion of the love that always has been. No new love has been added. The compassion that you feel this morning, the love that you feel, the courage that you feel, the life that you live, always has been. The Bible says there's nothing new under the sun. The old is handed down from generation to generation and becomes new to each succeeding generation. Let me illustrate. You see a house that's new and furnished beautifully, and you say, what a beautiful house that is. Oh, no. No. The beauty is not in the house. The real beauty is in the soul of the one who planned it. The house is but an expression, a revelation, or an outward manifestation of the beauty of the mind who conceived it and the soul who planned it. I am the work. He is the beauty. I am but the work. His is the love. Let me illustrate. Are you following me? Anybody out there? Listen carefully. Here's a man who has a baton. That's not a good baton. Here's a baton. Here's a relay race. And a man has a baton, runs the first lap, we'll say. Say it's a mile relay, 440 yards apiece, a quarter of a mile apiece, one lap around the track. He has a baton. He gets to the end of his lap, and he hands that baton to somebody else. That same baton he had. Second fellow who runs the second leg of the relay race has the same baton that the first fellow had. When he finishes, he hands his baton, the same baton, not a new baton, not one that he created, not one that he invented, not one that he made. He hands the same old baton to the third fellow. The third fellow runs his leg or lap of the relay. He hands the baton to the fourth fellow. What is that baton? That's the same baton the first fellow had. Handed down from runner to runner. Second fellow had the same baton. Third fellow had the same baton. Did you know the love that I feel for you this morning is the same love the Apostle Paul felt for his church?
Did you know if you have real Bible godly love, not this wishy-washy thing that can change every time somebody's a manner towards you changes? Did you know if you have real honest Bible love, it's the same love that John the Baptist had when he pointed his finger toward Jesus and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world." Did you know the same love that I have this morning and that you have this morning, if it's God's love, the agape love, that's the same love that John had when he laid his head upon the breast of Jesus? Did you know that the same love that Jesus had for John, are you listening to me? That's the same love that you have this morning if it's godly love. Listen to me. There is no new love, but a transmitting of the eternal love. There is no new truth, but the transmitting of eternal truth. Now I'm gonna get down now to something that is gonna shed light on this. Let me say this quickly though. You had better find out what the previous generation knew. You better get that baton while it's still being held out. You young people that don't listen to the preacher while he's preaching, you're foolish. You're foolish. I'm handing down some knowledge that I got from John R. Rice. I'm handing down some knowledge that I got from Bob Jones Sr. I'm handing down some knowledge that I got from Dr. Ford Porter. I'm handing down some knowledge that I got from Lester Roloff. And they got it from Moody and Sunday and Spurgeon. And they got it from Savonarola and John Huss. And they got it from somebody who got it from somebody who got it from somebody who got it from Jesus. The eternal truth. And that means that if you do not listen to those who are going before you, that you'll miss the eternal truth, the eternal love, the eternal knowledge, the eternal courage that is handed down from generation to generation. So I'm saying, get it. Get it quickly. It won't be here very long. Get it quickly. For your sake and for the sake of your children and those who follow you. Now, the question comes, where and how is this love transmitted? Where and how is this love, this truth, transmitted? Follow me carefully. It is transmitted by suffering people. By suffering people. Christ, and here's the key statement of my sermon, Christ could not give himself to us until he gave himself for us. A baby is born. Before that mother gives to that child her life, she gives for that child her life. These babies born, which I mentioned a while ago, before that mother can feed that baby from her own breast, that mother has to go to the jaws of death to give life to that baby. There's no way that you can give to until you give for. Let's take our country. The freedom that we have today to sit in these pews didn't come from draft dodgers. Didn't come from conscience objectors, and I think that's a lying term. There's no such thing. There's cowardly objectors, turncoat objectors, Benedict Arnold objectors, Judas Iscariot objectors. But I'm saying that the freedom that you and I have today has always been. It's eternal freedom. Now, it has only been transmitted to us because somebody gave his life in a foxhole somewhere and died and suffered. You always get eternal truth from the suffering. The guy that ran the relay race, he runs the first leg. He comes in, his veins are sticking out. He's breathing heavily. He's exhausted. He's given all he has. And as fast as he can, he's run. You don't go up in the stands and get the baton from a spectator. Suffering people hand down truth. And if you ever learn truth, you'll learn it from the suffering. The baton of the winning relay team is handed from one sufferer to another who suffers, who hands it to another who suffers, who hands it to another who suffers. All love is handed down by suffering people. Travail is always the way. Look, there's no such thing as the birth of a baby. Colonel, that little baby, and I have to be a little careful here, but I don't want to be crude. That little grandchild you had was in you before there ever was a son or daughter of you and your wife. The life that that little grandchild has is life that goes all the way back to Adam in the Garden of Eden. Same life, transmitted from one to another. And everything that is good that mankind has today, that is eternal. Eternal love, eternal life, courage, freedom, all that's good and right, has always existed. We did not get it, we discovered it. And how did we discover it? We discovered it at the suffering of somebody else who discovered it at the hands of the suffering of somebody else who discovered it at the hands of the suffering of somebody else. Suffering people hand down truth, not pleasure-mad people. Now that means this. That means what you better do is get around those who are sacrificing their lives for others. Now listen carefully. Boy, I'd like to grab you and shake you and say, listen to me. Listen to what I'm saying. What you better do is quit hanging around the pleasure-seeking crowd and the gossiping crowd and the slandering crowd and get around the suffering crowd. Let me tell you who hands down truth. Mrs. Bartels hands down truth. Why? She suffered. Let me tell you who hands down truth. Lester Roloff hands down truth. Why? He suffered. Let me tell you who hands down truth. Not some little fella who's a puppet for his deacon board. Not some little sissy-namby-pamby pussy-footing, hair-tickling, back-scratching, penny-pinching, nickel-nipping, soft-soaping, pink tea, and lemonade coward. That's not who hands down truth. John Huss hands down truth at the stake. Charles Spurgeon hands down truth when he stands alone. And seven people vote for him in the Baptist Association of London. Lester Roloff hands down truth when he says, I'd rather die and spend my life in jail than lose the freedom that God has given me. I want to say this. You better get around suffering people. You better quit being around the hail, hail, the gangs all here crowd. And the critical crowd and the slandering crowd. Get away from that crowd. You get with that guy or that woman who's giving his or her life for other people. That's the crowd that hands down truth. You don't get the baton from the spectator. You get freedom, not from the spectator. Truth you don't get from the spectator. Do you know why today? You know why we have that book right there? That book has been handed down from sufferer to sufferer. By the way, a few of us are suffering a little bit right now for this truth right here, too. Bunch of dead professors and seminaries and Bible institutes and Bible colleges across America tell us that the Bible is only the Word of God, word for word, in the original. What they're telling us is there is no Word of God today in the world. But there is a Word of God in the world today. I hold it in my hand. And if the next generation gets it, some of us are going to have to suffer at the hands of the self-styled scholars. This truth has been handed down from sufferer to sufferer. Liberty has been handed down from sufferer to sufferer. Sufferer. Not scholar to scholar. Sufferer to sufferer. The New Testament church has been handed down from sufferer to sufferer. Somebody had to say, I'll die for the Bible, so we'll have the Bible. Somebody had to say, I'll die for goodness, so we'll have goodness. Some Americans need to die for morality today. We're not going to, next generation not going to have principles and morals unless a few of us are willing to die and suffer for morals. Suffer for purity. Suffer for truth. Everything that we have today that is decent and right always has been. And how did we get it? Handed down from generation to generation by sufferers.
Now, you listen to me.
If you want your children and grandchildren to have the great truths and love and virtues that you have received, you better receive it. You can't hand it down unless you get it from somebody who can hand it to you, and only the suffering can give. A baby born is not new life. New life is not, there's no such thing as new life. There's the transmission of old life. That's all there is. And that is always given by suffering. You never get anything eternal from the pleasure crowd. You never get anything eternal. A couple left our church a few years ago, and they said to me, they told me the truth. They said, we want to go somewhere we can have more pleasure, more social life. You give me a place that can have more of that. You give me a place where more truth is preached. You give me a place where convictions are. You give me a place where that for which the forefathers died is still living. And unless we have some people willing to die for truth, our kids won't have any truth. Somebody's got to suffer. But our suffering will be to no avail unless we hang around sufferers. You don't go down to the amusement park this afternoon to see a baby born. You go to the hospital where they suffer, where old life comes into a new body, where life that always was is transmitted. Get around the dying. Get around the suffering, man. He has something to give you. It's eternal. But hurry! He'll soon be spent. He'll soon be gone. Hurry! Get around him. He's not as attractive as the Hollywood whores. He's not as attractive as the television whoremongers. He may slobber a little bit. He's getting older now. He may have a little bad spirit sometime because he's had to fight as a soldier so long. But you get around the old people who suffered and died for America, and suffered and died to rear their children, and suffered and died for truth and right. Get around them! You've got to get it from them! And you got to hurry! They won't be here very long! Thank God today. Thank God today. For every boy whose body lies beneath the sod, who gave his life on foreign fields that America might be free to do what we're doing right now. You can't do this in Russia today. You can't do this in Cuba today. You can't do this in Red China today. In fact, you can't do this in most of the places in the world today. But thank God, you can do it in America. Hallelujah. Praise God. We can still sing, joy of the world, the Lord has come. Thank God, we can carry our Bibles down the street and walk inside the church house, and a man of God can scream and holler the great truth of God. Why? Somebody suffered. And I stand today and salute those men who on distant soil have given their life for the freedoms that you and I now enjoy. And you will not honor them tomorrow just by having a ball game. You won't honor them tomorrow by going and bathing your thighs and part of your bosom on a beach somewhere. Oh, for an America that's not afraid of the suffering. For an America that's not afraid of pain. Spent my life around these folks. And I have some eternal things they gave me. I've not chosen to spend my life around the glamour crowd. I've not chosen to spend my life around the glamorous preacher's crowd. Or the glamorous so-called Christian singing crowd. Or the glamorous so-called Christian worldly-looking television crowd. I've not spent my life around that crowd. Why? Because with the grace of God Almighty, I want some young people here in this church to sit in this pew, and I want you to say, there's a preacher standing behind that pulpit that has spent his life around the crowd that's suffering, around the crowd that's paid the price, around the crowd that's lived for right and died for right, around the crowd that's been unpopular, around the crowd that's been hated, around the crowd that's been criticized, around the crowd that's been slandered. Why? That's the crowd that has the eternal truth. I don't spend my time around them. I won't know that truth. But I don't go to a fundamentalist church. I go to the church because I love their music. It's much like the Hollywood music, and it's much like the music at the nightclub. I only have one word to say to you, and that's that. You get around the old-fashioned rock rib fundamental people. Folks that are nutty at work because they believe in the verities that always have been. Folks that are laughed at in the neighborhood because their kids don't look like the other kids. You get around the crowd that has suffered. That's the crowd that spreads the truth. Don't you recall when Ridley and Latimer died? They said, when you put this flame on us, you will light a fire that will never die and shall be spread around the world. And the truth I hold in my hand today has been spread from cross to cross, from pain to pain, from bloodshed to bloodshed, from heartache to heartache, from suffering to suffering. That's the way truth is spread. Where all life is transmitted. Synthetic life is created. True life is transmitted. Truth, error is created. Truth is transmitted. You don't find a new truth. You find an old codger that's paid some price who transfers to you the old truth. And I want to say, if you ever transfer it to anybody else, you will transfer it because you suffer. Suffering people transmit the truth. Get around the dying. Get around the suffering. You've heard me talk from this pulpit again and again and again about what my mother taught me. You may as well get tired of the sun rising in the east and setting in the west as you're getting tired of hearing me tell you what my mama taught me. But how did my mama learn that? Through suffering. Through pain. Through being hit with a big old fist by a 235-pound tall giant man. By walking 2 miles to a public school lunchroom and working for 50 cents a day. Where did she learn all of that? Suffering. And that's the way she transmitted it. Let me say something. As long as a preacher lives, as long as he transfers truth, he'll have to suffer. And as long as truth is transferred, it'll be transferred from sufferer to sufferer. Just as physical life always has been and is given from the great-grandfather to the grandfather, to the father, to the son, to the grandson, to the great-grandson, same life. The life is in the seed that conceives in the womb of the wife now is but a carrying of life that always has been. And the life that beats in my breast this morning that is eternal, this salvation I have, this eternal life, this regeneration that I have is not a life that is mine. It is a life that always has been. You walk down this aisle this morning and receive Christ as your Savior. You receive the same love that beat in the breast of our wonderful Savior 2,000 years ago. And you receive the same love that beat in the heart of our great God before there was ever a star to shine, a moon to shine, or a sun to rise, or a sun to set, a star to twinkle, or a flower to bloom, or a tree to grow, or a leaf to fall. You give me eternal truth. Now, you can go to college nowadays and learn some garbage that's just been invented. But you better learn truth from sufferers. I want to find out something about the Holy Spirit. I won't read the book of a fellow that sat behind a desk for 40 years.
I'll read the one written by John Rice, who gave his reputation, his life, his friends of a lifetime for the truth. That's the truth that is transmitted. This morning on this Memorial Day Sunday, 1987, I salute those men who've given us the freedom that we have today, which is eternal freedom that always has been. But thank God it got to us because somebody suffered and somebody died. And for us to glibly go through tomorrow, eating and drinking and buying and selling and picnicking and having fun, without taking a good deal of tomorrow, thanking God for those who suffered that we might have picnics. You know, in Soviet Russia today, if you take a trip, you've got to get it cleared through the government. I mean, if you decide to go to a place like from Chicago, Detroit, you've got to get permission from the government. Thank God in America, you can go down, if you can afford the tickets, you can go down tomorrow and buy a ticket anywhere you want to go in this country, and nobody will care where you went or know where you went. It's none of their business where you are. Somebody died for them. It burns me up to have a generation of young people that won't pass it down by dying for it for the next generation. And you mark it down, brother. Unless we get some more courage back in America and some more patriotism back in America and some more love for God and country back in America, the generations that follow us won't have the freedom we have because we're not willing to suffer that they might have it. I've lived a life of 60 years. 4 months from now, it'll be 61. I have not suffered like others, but I've paid a few little prices. You better get around some of us old codgers. You young preachers better not be listening too much to these popularity seekers. You may be listening to some of us that have paid the price through the years so you'd have a freedom to preach and a truth to preach with that freedom. So where'd you get it? What are you? You're not so hot. I know I'm not so hot, but I'll tell you what I've done. I've been around a bunch of hot people. And I've gotten my truth from suffering people. Suffering people. Travailing people. Stork didn't drop you off. I hate to inform some of you naive people about that. But a stork didn't drop you on mama's front porch. He was on the back porch. Stork didn't bring you. Somebody travailed. Somebody suffered. Somebody went to the jaws of death. That's why, and I may as well say it. That's why I'm totally and unalterably opposed to any form of artificial insemination or all this other garbage that's messing with God giving life by the natural way. God is the giver of life. And God's life is always carried from one generation to the other by suffering. And God's truth is always carried to one generation of that suffering. I'll tell you something. You Hiles Anderson College graduates and students, don't you expect to be a carrier of that truth without pain? I'll guarantee you, in the 40 years I've been preaching, I'll guarantee you I've cried myself on my pillow at night more nights than I've had dry eyes while I slept. I'll guarantee you that's a truth. I have no right for ease. I've got to labor so the truth can be born in somebody else. Well, I couldn't tell you how I felt last Friday night when those men to whom we gave doctor's degrees sat there. I couldn't tell you how I felt. Good night. The nights I've traveled on planes and been alone in motel rooms all these many long years. And the battles I've had to fight among preachers for the truth of this book and the truth of the old-fashioned convictions and standards. I couldn't tell you how I felt when I saw those young men standing down there who a long time after my last breath has been breathed, they'll still be holding forth the same truth that is held forth right here today. And if they give it to their generation, they'll get it by suffering also. If you want to be a blessing, you've got to suffer to be a blessing. If you want children, you've got to have travail. If you want to transmit anything that is eternal, it is from one generation to the other by travail.
You know what's sort of sad? One American soldier or sailor can die,
and you'd think he was terrible.
That's why we've got freedom in America. Soldiers and sailors died. And I'm not sure but what they weren't the fortunate ones. I had rather be a fellow breathing my last breath in a foxhole in a battlefield than a yellow-bellied coward driving a Porsche car down a street afraid to go defend my country. What you better do is quit hanging around the pleasure-seeking crowd. Next generation needs some truth. Hang around the suffering crowd so you can have it born in you. So you'll be privileged to suffer. Don't you recall the Bible, what Moses said? He said he considered the reproach for Christ greater riches than all the treasures of Egypt. Reproach for Christ.
Treasures! Wealth! Riches!
What? Suffering. Reproach for Christ. And so this morning, not only do I stand and salute those who suffered that we may have freedom, but I salute that army of people we've been talking about with Brother Rasmussen. I salute that army of people who suffered to make this church, keep it alive and to keep it going. I salute that fellow who started this church, that little handful of people that started this church 100 years ago. And I salute every generation that suffered so the truth that they had might be handed down to us today. Thank God for truth, and thank God that the truth I hold in my hand always was. And once in a while somebody said, "Well, who do you think wrote Isaiah?" I think the Holy Spirit wrote Isaiah. Who do you think wrote Hebrews? Never was a time when there was no Hebrews. Bible always was. Always, never was a time when there was no Word of God. The Word of God always was. Forever, O Lord, thy Word is settled in heaven, the psalmist said. Always was. The word I hold in my hand and preach to you always was. The truth I preach to you always was. The love I give to you always was. The courage, if I have it, that I give to you always was. The wisdom that I give to you, if I have it, always was. It's my job to transmit it. How do you transmit it? Through suffering. It's always handed down through suffering. No, the First Baptist Church of Hammond is not going to be the most popular church in town, as long as it proclaims the truth. It'll not be the church for all of the once a years put on their Easter bonnets and come to church on Easter Sunday. It'll not be that kind of a church. They won't come here. Why? Because we're suffering for the truth. Why suffer for it? So the next generation can have it. Same reason you suffered when that baby was born. But I want to tell you something. You go into a veil and you suffer. And then after you suffered for 5, 6, 7 hours or longer maybe, and you suffered pain that no human being ever suffers except they're transmitting life that always was to a noodle of a bundle of flesh. But when that little baby is placed in your arms, it's worth it all. And brother, when I realize this morning that all over this nation, churches are meeting and men of God are proclaiming this is the Word of God, then because this old church right here stayed in the battle all through these years, I praise God. Get around the suffering crowd. Hey, find that church in town everybody criticizes when you ask about the churches. Go down to the department store and ask the direction of a certain church, and if they say, "Oh, go visit." The truth of God, and I just may preach all afternoon. The truth of God is not being transmitted this morning by the fashion shows on Holman Avenue. And the truth of God is not being transmitted this morning by the liberal who's afraid of his own shadow. Truth that always has been. Life that always has been. Courage that always has been. It's transmitted by the suffering. You get around them.
There's more truth in that Mamertine prison where Paul is than there is in the entire city of Rome. There's more truth on that island of Patmos where John lives alone than there is the entire Roman Empire. And there was more truth in that little jail where Lester Roloff stayed in Corpus Christi than there was the whole state of Texas. And the people, listen, somebody said that back in the days when Nero punished Paul, after all these years, kids named their boys Paul and their dogs Nero. Get around the suffering. Get around the unpopular. Get around the fellow stands alone. Takes his stand. Get around him.
Learn what he has. It's not his. I haven't got anything. So you sure? I'm not smart. I've been around some people that suffered who were smart. I'm just a baton's all I am. I'm just a relay runner. The baton was given to somebody else. I'm to pass it on.
I can't pass it on unless I suffer. You can't pass it on unless you suffer. I'll say in closing, every synthetic man-made product is manufactured just like that, and you can get it for a dime anywhere you want to buy it. But the eternal verities of Jehovah God, real love, real truth, real freedom, real liberty, is never bought. It's already been bought. All you can do is get around the suffering who travail to let it enter into you. And once it's entered into you, you be willing to pay the price to suffer and walk alone in order that those who follow you can have those eternal verities that dwelt in the heart of Jehovah God before there was ever a wind to blow or a tree to catch its breezes. Our Father,